John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now go to the queen of comedies, House of Cats, the one and only Paula Poundstone. Hiya, Paula.
Hey, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
Good.
Is it still Paula Poundstone's House of Cats?
It is. Well, I have 12 cats. The census is down a little bit. And I have two big dogs.
Uh-huh.
I got a golden retriever Newfoundland mix.
Oh,
puppy.
Oh, you've got a hair show growing at your house.
Honestly, I sleep with the dogs. I wake up in the morning and they're like, you can actually surf on the drifts of hair that I've gathered just from, like, nightly.
Wait till the drool starts. The drool is the next phase. You got to go out and buy yourself a spatula.
I don't think she's enough, although I'm drooling.
Okay.
I don't think she's enough Newfoundland that we have the... That we have the drool thing. I mean, I'm told she's part Newfoundland. People always say, did you rescue her? Like, like not from a tree. No. I got her. There was a person that had her, and I took her. The training's coming really well, by the way.
Yeah?
I throw the ball, and she doesn't get it, and then I do. I had my other dog. We were walking one day, and a woman on the street that was having some mental health problems. She didn't know me, but she just sort of started screaming at me and spitting at me. And my other dog is part German Shepherd, and he just cowered behind my leg. And I'm like, okay, well, that's okay. At least I have the answer. Thank you. I appreciate the honesty.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah. And these days, don't you just long for someone to be honest with you?
Just one. Just one person. All right. If you could pardon someone, anybody in the world, from whatever it is they did, who would you pardon?
They
don't even have to be in jail. It's like for me, I'd pardon Pete Rose. After what the Astros did, Pete Rose was nothing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's time we clear Nixon's name. You know, given everything, you know, frankly, Charles Manson's starting to look kind of charming. You know, I think the swastika on the head. Imagine being Charles Manson's lawyer and you go to meet with him in jail, right? And you find the swastika on his head. I'm out of options, Charles. Not your worst idea, but...
And after he did it, it became very popular. We're constantly seeing criminals who have things tattooed on their head. What was the recent one, Dave? What was the one from the other day?
Oh, crime pays.
Crime pays.
Across the forehead.
Right, right.
Oh, someone wrote crime pays?
Right, right.
Tatted it.
Right, right. Tatted it across his forehead, and that was the picture we saw at his mugshot.
Wow.
So you've got all of these animals. How many human animals are in the house now? Has your daughter
it's
left?
Just me.
It's just you're
it's
kidding.
It's just me. I wander around like Hearst in wait, what was the movie?
Citizen Kane.
Oh wow, that was good. Now I don't know if I'm older than you. I assume I am. And I don't know if it's an age thing either. But sometimes my word recall, like that was fast that you got Citizen Kane. And I don't Google things because I'm afraid that if I don't use my own brain, eventually it's not going to work at all. And like my daughter, like I said to her one day, I go, "Oh, who's that actor? That the handsome guy? He was in Grapes of Wrath. It starts with an S." And then I was like, and then I came up with it myself. I said Gregory Peck.
But he wasn't in Grapes of Wrath.
No, I didn't mean Grapes of Wrath.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You mean To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird. But this is my point.
I see.
This is how I communicate now. Well, that and a tapping sound.
Well, the guys will tell you that me getting Citizen Kane, that was a rarity. That was a miracle. I would have been sitting here going, for a
really?
Long period
was
of time.
It?
Yes.
Was that it for the day?
Not for the week.
like how a cheetah can run 90 miles per hour.
Yeah.
But he can only do it once a day.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And
so if he doesn't get his kill then...
Yeah.
John's already fluffing his pillow. He needs a nap.
Oh, so that was it.
Yeah,
okay.
That was it.
You're here for the highlights.
Have a great day, Paula.
See you. Well, it was impressive. Not only that, but I said Grapes of Wrath and... can't even get the right movie, let alone it's a problem.
Well, Paula Poundstone is appearing at the Miriam Theater on March 7th. Tickets are available through KimmelCenter.org. Paula, it is always a pleasure. I'm glad to hear from you. Thank you so much for checking in.
It was nice talking with you. Thank you very much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.